From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called More Lessons in Prayer from the Transcendent Greatness of God, part of this series in the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, What of My House? The text is Acts chapter 16 and verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. This gospel for a man with a sword at his throat is the gospel for me. This would suit me if I were dying, and it is all that I need while I am living. I look away from self and sin and all idea of personal merit, and I trust the Lord Jesus as the Savior whom God has given. I believe in Him. I rest on Him. I accept Him to be my all in all. Lord, I am saved, and I shall be saved to all eternity, for I believe in Jesus. Blessed be Thy name for this. May I daily prove by my life that I am saved from selfishness and worldliness and every form of evil. But those last words about my house, Lord, I would not run away with half a promise when Thou dost give a whole one. I beseech Thee, save all my family, save the nearest and dearest, convert the children and the grandchildren if I have any. Be gracious to my servants and all who dwell under my roof or work for me. Thou makest this promise to me personally, if I believe in the Lord Jesus. I beseech Thee to do as Thou hast said. I would go over in my prayer every day the names of all my brothers and sisters, parents, children, friends, relatives, servants, and give Thee no rest till that word is fulfilled, and Thy house.
Oh,
Are you seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you, free of charge, this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Giving his disciples the pattern for prayer known as the Lord's Prayer, Christ instructed his disciples to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. As we've seen, this expression shows us that God is the Almighty, ever-living Lord of all. Consequently, there are a number of lessons to be learned as we approach him in prayer. First, we must remember that the God to whom we pray is absolutely sovereign over his creation. Then our address must be guided by the knowledge that above all of God's attributes is His holiness. Our approach must be humble and reverent. Now to continue this message, more lessons in prayer from the transcendent greatness of God, here is Dr. Cairns.
Things that defeat our wisdom, our planning, our best efforts, they leave us conquered. But then we come to the throne of God and we recognize our Father is in heaven. all power belongs to Him. And at His right hand sits the Lord Jesus Christ, our great mediatorial King. And He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So when we come to pray to the Almighty Father through the mediation of our Almighty Christ, we can certainly take the words of Jehovah seriously. He challenges our faith. Is anything too hard for me? Perhaps the Lord is challenging you about serving Him, about getting out into the work of God, about giving your time and your talent and your ability to serve God. And there is a great fear, and it's eating away at your heart. Can I possibly do it? Can it possibly succeed? Well, in your strength, no, it cannot. But is anything too hard for the Lord? You remember the motto of William Carey? We get to know the words so well that I think they skim across the surface of our brain and we don't think them through. But remember, this was the motto that lay at the heart of the man who founded and launched the entire modern missionary movement. All the continents of the earth have felt the impact of a man who was gripped with this idea. And he said, attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. Why? Because as he launched forth into a heathen land, William Carey was gripped by the thought, my God is omnipotent. He is not an idol. The gods of the heathen are mere idols. They have eyes that see not, ears that hear not, hands that work not. They are lumps of stone or wood or clay that must be carried upon the shoulders of those who worship them. But our God is the living God and the true God and the everlasting King. He has all power. Jesus spoke to His disciples concerning salvation and how hard it was for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. And when the disciples looked at the so-called candidates the Savior was turning down, they threw up their hands in horror and they thought, well, surely nobody will get into heaven. Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The Lord Jesus made it very clear that the way to tap into the endless possibilities open to us by the power of God is faith in our God. He said in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have faith in God. What does that mean? It means get to know what God has said about Himself. Get to know what God has said about His purpose. Get to understand what God has revealed in His promise. And then take God at His word. Fashion your living. Fashion your praying according to what God has said about Himself. Faith is the response of the human heart to a revelation from the divine heart. So as God reveals Himself to us, we respond to what God has said. That is faith. Jesus says, have faith in God. Trust Him. Take Him at His word. George Mueller used to say that when you're praying, there are three things to ask yourself. One, is this God's work? Two, is this God's way? Three, is this God's time? And if you're asking about God's work to be done in God's way, in God's time, you're certain to get the answer. He has the power to do it. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them. Now, that is not some crazy make-believe. That is not forcing yourself into saying, well, I believe. Keep on saying, I believe, until you've talked yourself into some frenzy. That's not faith. That's just folly. Faith, remember, is the response of the heart to the revelation that comes from God. When you're desiring in prayer, remember, turn your eyes upon your Father which is in heaven, because the answer to prayer comes from Him. He is all-powerful. Now then, let's move on. There's another lesson, and it's of a different kind. You must learn from the words, Our Father which art in heaven. And that is to make prayer a matter of the heart and not merely a matter of the lips. In other words, when you pray, Our Father which art in heaven, you are recognizing it is not the mere sound of the voice that carries to heaven. Thomas Manton, the great Puritan divine, said, it is not the sound of the voice that can pierce heaven and enter into the ears of the Lord of hosts, but sighs and groans of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus put it this way in Matthew 15:8. This people draweth nigh to me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. When you come to Our Father which art in heaven, you must never forget a verse that we quoted last Sabbath morning from Isaiah 57:15, where the Lord says, thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. There's Our Father in heaven. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. I dwell in heaven, but says the Father in heaven, I dwell also with him that is of a contrite and a humble spirit. When we come to pray these opening words of the Lord's Prayer, there is the, and there must be the realization, I cannot storm heaven with the loudness of my voice. There's no particular virtue in volume in prayer. There's no particular virtue in lack of volume in prayer either. I've often told you what a woman said when she heard Dr. Paisley preaching when he was just a young fellow. In those days, he had a voice that you could hear a mile away. Literally has been heard a mile away. And those of you who hear him only now as an old man with the vocal cords overworked for the last 60 years almost, will realize that you're not really hearing the voice. It was the greatest preaching voice ever I have heard in my life. And when he was praying, a woman of delicate sensibilities came to him and she said, God is not deaf. And he said, Madam, he's not nervous either. And there is no particular virtue in the loudness or lack thereof. It's not the voice that storms the battlements of heaven and takes its way to the throne to get the answer. It is a heart humbled, broken, touched of God. What did David say in the 51st Psalm? Thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Thou desirest truth in the heart. Thou dost not pay attention except to judge it, to the religion of the lips, to the mere profession of the mouth. God detests a religion that is all words and no heart. I can prove from Scripture that God will bless when the words are lacking, but the heart is right. You have examples in Scripture where God will, while not condoning lack of knowledge or anything of that nature, nonetheless will kindly look upon a heart that is so on fire with love for Him, but does not have sufficient knowledge and will say the wrong thing. You'd rather have someone whose heart was right than who got the words wrong, and someone who knew all the words but didn't have any heart. Of course, it shouldn't be either or. We must make prayer a matter of the heart, not merely of the lips. And then there's another lesson, and that is that we must set our affections on things which are above. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. The ancient Greek preacher who went by the name of John Chrysostom, John the Golden Mouthed, has a fascinating series of homilies. You don't believe all that anybody said, but there are certainly many, many great insights in the homilies of John Chrysostom. And he said of Christ's words, "Our Father which art in heaven," when he saith in heaven, he speaks not this as shutting up God there, but listen, but as withdrawing him who is praying from earth and fixing him in the high places and in the dwellings above. There's a wonderful truth there. We come to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven." And yet so often, well, you've only got to go to most church prayer meetings. You've only got to listen in to yourself when you pray. So often we're coming in words to say, "Our Father which art in heaven," but every thought we have and every desire we express and every feeling we entertain seems to be so grounded in earth. It's a contradiction in terms. Now, we may and should pray about things that are upon the earth. The Scripture teaches that very clearly. But undergirding all our praying, there must be this coming to the Father who is in heaven. There must be first and foremost this engagement of heart with heaven. There must be this withdrawing of the soul away from the things of earth and fixing our desires, as Chrysostom put it, in high places and in the dwellings which are above. And of course, we have a much greater authority than John Chrysostom for saying that. For the Apostle Paul wrote by inspiration in Colossians 3 and verse 1, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." If you are risen with Christ, is that a description of a Christian? Sure it is. That's the description of a child of God. He's been born of the Spirit. He has died in Christ. He is risen in Christ. He has ascended in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, he is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's God's definition and description of a Christian. And so Paul says, if that is so in your life, then seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections in heaven.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.